From KXEI Community Media, this is Research Matters. This is a program where we visit with academic researchers from our region. My name is Bridget Thumb, and I'm joined in the studio with Tom Pham, who's a junior majoring in physiology at the University of Arizona. Welcome to Research Matters, Tom.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
Tell us about the work you're doing at the U of A.
Right now at U of A, I'm doing research in drug delivery. We take drugs that don't work as well as they should and give them another chance and, you know, through those drugs, give the patients that they treat another chance. Just because someone comes up with a new drug doesn't mean it necessarily works extremely well. Yes, it treats a disease, but it has to overcome all the barriers in the human body.
What's a good example that comes to mind?
Ocular herpes is the leading cause of blindness in the world, right? But the alternative right now is an eye drop that you have to apply 9 times a day. People probably won't adhere to such a strict plan. So we're trying to make an eye drop that can reduce the amount of time you need to apply just to once a day. There's a certain antiviral that is very effective in treating herpes. So why don't we make that into an eye drop form? The way that we do that is by taking the drug in a solid form and pairing it up with counterions and hopefully transforming the drug into an effective eye drop that can be used in the eye once a day, which is such a huge improvement.
How do you get something to go from solid to liquid at room temperature?
Solids, they tend to form crystals, and crystals are very unlikely to melt easily. So when you pair a solid with a counterion or another molecule, it will make the solid less likely to form crystals with one another. So it's always fluid, right? Making it a liquid.
It's like the buddy system.
Mm-hmm. Always there for one another.
What's an example of a pairing, like Laverne and Shirley kind of thing?
One of the most common pairings in the field is pairing drugs with something called sodium docusate. So that exists right now as a laxative. It actually helps a ton of drugs become liquid form.
What else are you doing?
I'm not sure you've heard of the Zika virus in Africa. It was very prominent in the 2010s. And to this day, there's no cure. There's no vaccines, no medications, nothing. But recently, people have found that certain drugs that treat HIV right now, which is a whole other disease, has effects on Zika. So we're going to repurpose HIV drugs into drugs that treat Zika.
What lab are you working in?
I'm working with Dr. Date.
Well, what do you do when you're not at school learning?
I love playing volleyball outside of school. I also try to read a lot every night just to improve upon my own understanding, my own learning day by day. And I've been into videography lately, telling a story of my own life, right, through my lens. So hopefully other people kind of get a glimpse into, you know, the cool things that I do on a daily basis.
I love that so much. Tom Pham was here.
I think because that's the only proof that you were there, right?
So. Yeah, pics or it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Research Matters here at KXEI Tucson. Our guest today has been Tom Pham, a junior at the University of Arizona, who is making a huge difference in the world. Thank you so much, Tom, for the work you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Research Matters is produced at KXEI Tucson, thanks to generous listener support from folks just like you. To hear more episodes, you can visit the program page at kxei.org. Thank you.